Good morning, hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Playoff Edition. You know, once again, we know the Stars aren't in it, but we're going to talk playoff hockey through this whole time that there is some. Well, I will never do it again, and I expressed it to my friend last night. I had this grandiose belief that Toronto was finally going to get over their 17-year hump of losing in the first round of the playoffs. And I absolutely was wrong. Congratulations, Montreal, from coming back down 3-1 and winning the series. Carey Price was on fire last night. And actually, I decided to go ahead and put Montreal in that bracket because I think they're going to beat Winnipeg. Winnipeg had a good series against Edmonton. But Corey Perry's on this team. You know, there's a lot of depth, and the defense looked really good last night. Very, very, very strong. And if Carey Price keeps playing like this, I think he'll be the difference maker in that series. I like Hullabuck, but I don't think he's got enough to beat Carey Price. So that's my take on the last of the Canadian series, if you will. Because once they win, they're going to be playing in the Eastern Conference Final. And they have to come down to the States to play. And congratulations to the New York Islanders last night for winning in overtime and splitting that series with Boston. I'm still keeping my pick with the Islanders. They'll get to go home for a couple games, and they're really, really good at home. So, anyway, just a quick recap of the playoffs so far. You know, my bracket is about 50-50 at this moment. I don't know, Colorado really beat the crud out of Vegas the first game. But I'm not sure they're going to be able to still sustain that in a 7-game series. They did some pretty nasty things. The check on Janmark, and they didn't get any players suspended for it. I mean, they were trying to play that just kind of Goonie-style hockey that Vegas plays, you know, showing that they can hit and stuff. But I think it's going to come back to bite them because I don't think they have the players to play that way. I mean, I know that Ryan Reeves is suspended for a couple of games, but I promise you, tonight in Vegas, they play in Colorado one more game. That's right. Colorado does have the higher seed, but game three will be retaliation. I promise you that. There'll be some fights. Vegas is going to turn around and show them that they won't back down. And I just don't know if Colorado can really play their style. They were trying to show that heavy hitting style, and they have some players now to do it with. But still, Vegas got the upper hand if that's the game they want to play. If Colorado decides to play their fast, smart game, stay out of the box and do things the right way, I think they have a chance to win. But here's the thing that I'm telling everybody that's really sad for Colorado. If Colorado finds a way to beat Vegas and gets to the next round, they have to go through Tampa Bay. And this is the only time they'll have to do that because normally Tampa's in the Eastern Conference. So everyone has such high numbers, and the voting odds is for Colorado to win, but they have to actually go through Tampa to even get to the Stanley Cup final, and that's really crazy for them, because I don't think they'll make it through Tampa. So anyway, this is my two cents. This is the second round. We're not to the conference final yet, but we're having a good time. I hope everyone's enjoying their playoff hockey.